Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. A travel ban from South Africa to the U.S. begins tomorrow. Americans in South Africa have been scrambling to get out. Some made it to Newark Airport.
Penny Blean got on one of the last flights from Johannesburg, South Africa, to the U.S. before this travel ban takes effect, coming to see his children after 2 years.
Yeah, I was only supposed to come next Friday, but I made it earlier because of the variant that was discovered.
He's staying for a month, not sure if he'll be able to get back. Haley and Michael Guerrera were also concerned about getting out after being on safari there.
Super, super lucky, trust me. I need to go back to work on Monday, which is tomorrow, and that wouldn't have been a fun phone call to make. Well, I also wouldn't have wanted to be stuck there and possibly in danger of, you know, contracting any variant.
While they understand the travel ban, they feel that more needs to be known about Omicron and that this is a knee-jerk reaction. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds at Newark Airport.
Cases have been detected in the UK, Italy, Germany, Belgium, Australia, Israel, and Hong Kong. Israel today became the first country to ban entry of all foreigners in an effort to contain the Omicron variant. In the Netherlands, Dutch officials say there are 61 COVID cases among people who flew on two flights from South Africa Friday. Some are believed to be infected with the new variant. The chief medical officer from Moderna is already saying that he suspects that the Omicron variant may elude current vaccines. And so, Paul Burton is talking about a reformulated shot that might be available early next year. He made his comments on the BBC. He said we should know in a few weeks if the current vaccine protects against Omicron. He also said the company mobilized hundreds of staff early on Thanksgiving Day after news broke about the Omicron variant. Winds News Time 2:05. Governor Hochul has already declared a state of emergency. Governor Hochul has already declared a state of emergency with the advent of the new Omicron variant. Now she's ordering nursing homes and adult care facilities around New York to provide access to COVID booster shots for all residents. The emergency declaration takes effect Friday. It'll mean the state can increase hospital capacity as needed and fight possible staffing shortages. It will also allow the state health department to limit non-essential hospital procedures if necessary. The sound of the Maccabees, an a cappella group founded here at Yeshiva University in 2007 with their take on a song for Hanukkah. The Jewish Festival of Lights, commemorating the rededication of the temple in Jerusalem in ancient times, and the Maccabees Revolt, begins at sundown tonight and goes for 8 nights. The lighting of the Hanukkah menorah will take place in homes around the world. The world's largest menorah will be lit each night at 59th Street and 5th Avenue, just across from the Plaza Hotel. Rabbi Moti Seligson spoke to 1010 Winds.
The tradition of Hanukkah is actually the mitzvah of Hanukkah, Persumei Nisa, to share the miracle of Hanukkah. That's why we light menorahs at our homes facing outward. And for thousands of years, Jews were persecuted and couldn't celebrate this holiday the way it was always meant to be.
There are also presents, plenty of songs, the spinning of the traditional Hanukkah dreidel, and food, especially latkes, deep-fried potato pancakes.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.